This week on the Federalist Radio Hour.
The Republican Congress right now, if there is a Republican Congress in January, doesn't have quite as good of a relationship with some of those folks as it used to. That's not to say that there is no relationship and no incentive to placate some of those folks.
Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast.
I have a girlfriend whose favorite time of the year is right when Hallmark starts doing all its Christmas stuff. Oh my goodness. She gets so excited about this. It's kind of annoying. It's all Hallmark all the time. Y'all know what I'm talking about. And now all the stories are the same. And yet they get crazy ratings. All the stories are the same. It always goes like small town girl or guy moves back to hometown and fights big city girl or guy who comes in to take over the snow globe factory or the candy cane factory or the reindeer ranch. Something entirely stupid. And then they fall in love. The end. It's usually what it is, isn't it? Every single time. They got a formula. And Hallmark started getting a little woke, which is annoying. Just like, do the Christmas thing. Okay, just stop. They started getting a little woke, and then as a result, there's some controversy. And one of the people, because they have a lot of the, I was looking up this one actress. They have a lot of the same like actors and actresses that do the, you know, do a lot of, like the Lacey Chabert is one. She's in a lot of these. Oh my gosh, you know Lindsay Lohan has one?
What?
Dude, for real. I haven't seen it, but she sings her Jingle Bell Rock song. Her song. It's hers in there. Good for her. She looks healthy. Candace Cameron Bure is another. And I've met her before. She's very nice. You know, she's Christian. She doesn't, you know, act like she's not when she's on secular television. And so she is, I guess, creating a new TV network that has features like this. And it's called the Great American Family Network. And they are making Christmas movies. And then she was asked about, I don't know who asked her. It was Wall Street Journal. She said that she expected the Great American Family Network to keep traditional marriage at the core, was her quote. Okay. And it's her network. Right? What do they tell you all the time? Go make your own platform. Go make your own network. Go make it. Well, someone does and you still won't shut up. So people are really mad, including this one chick. I don't know who the hell this girl is. She was on some television show one day and she spells her name dumb. I mean, I don't care. I don't care about being mean right now. Hillary is how she spells her name. It's Hillary, but it's Hillary Burton. I'm going to, I feel like George Carlin when I see people try to get very creative with it. Go look at his bit on that. I don't know if I ever felt anything so much as I did when he was making fun of how some chicks spell their names. It was brilliant. So this chick named Hillary Burton called. She immediately was like, clout chase. She got her cardio in chasing that clout. And she went after Candace Cameron Bure and said that she was a bigot and all this stuff. Why does it bother you what she's doing with her own network? Then just don't watch it. If you don't like it, then don't watch it. Hell, all right. Don't watch it. It's not difficult. Don't, isn't there, what is the, literally, it's like the gay network. What is it called? There's one on, it's like on your cable package.
What, Bravo?
No, it's not Bravo.
Isn't it Logo? Like, Logo?
Yes, Logo. It's like, you know, the only place you can see Steel Magnolias anymore. But I'm saying, though, it's like, who cares? Just go and do your own thing. So she did her own thing and they're mad at her. And they're like, you're a bigot. And then you have this one chick who is, what was she on the Dance Moms show? I actually had to ask my friend who is again, the Hallmark lady. She's also a reality show aficionado. She told me that the JoJo lady, not like the cool thing, not like JoJo's Bizarre Adventure, but JoJo, the 20-something year old who thinks she's a teenager and still does like, I'm JoJo, I was on the Dance Mothers show or whatever. I don't even know what it was. Don't tell me. I don't want to know this stuff. I don't live in this world. My friend was like, oh yeah, that's what's her face, JoJo Siwa who was on Dance Moms, and she's like, my daughter thought she was annoying. And I'm like, I can, yeah, she looks like a like she's like super hyper, like one of the hyper people whose face is always scrunched up and they're always bouncing off the walls. Those people. Anyway, she apparently has been fighting with Candace Cameron Bure. She's fighting with Candace Cameron Bure. So is Hillary Burton. JoJo Siwa said that previously that Bure was one of the meanest people she's ever met because she didn't get a picture with her one time or something. And now she's like, ooh, something else for me to get. And now she's chiming in on this. Who cares? Then start your own little network, JoJo Siwa. Nobody cares. Go start your own little network, and it can be sponsored by pony clips and glitter and sequin jackets. Go do it. Go do it. Go start it. It can be like the child version of Chico's. Go start it. You okay? I just, what is up with these people? How lame are you that you, someone did something that actually totally has nothing to do with me? That's what it is. I feel like they're chasing relevancy because she's like aging out of the kid star. Yeah. And so she, and that's why she's still like dressed. How old is this chick? Do I want to know? I don't even know. Golly, I hate our culture. Oh, hell, she's 19 years old. Yeah, she's aging out of the kid thing. So she's got to do something. Let's fight with Candace Cameron Bure. Then start your own network, right? What's so? Leave her alone. She's doing her own thing. I would like to see non-woke stuff. Like they had this one where they were getting mad at this. It was like a conservation. I can't remember what it was. I turned it off. They got mad because the guy went hunting and they were like, didn't you know so-and-so has a reindeer ranch? And I'm like, seriously? No one's hunting reindeer. Aren't you like in Iowa? No, there's no reindeer there. Stop it. I mean, it's literally an imaginary. They're imaginary stories, right? They're soap operas about Christmas. That's all they are. They throw on Christmas sweaters and a Christmas tree. That's it. So she's doing her own network and they're all mad about it. And I just, and they want everybody else to be mad about it too. And I just got too much stuff going on. Like I'm trying to figure out, okay, do I want to do pineapple ham as a side? Cause I have we're in our family, we have our turkey and then we have a meat side too, right? Cause it's America. So it's like, do I want to smoke turkey? Do I want to fry the turkey? Do I want to bake the turkey? Is it going to be Cajun seasoned? How are we doing this? Am I going to have a side? Am I going to do a little pineapple ham? Like, how am I going to be doing this? Like, what sides? How many potatoes do you have? Do you have the scalloped potatoes, the mashed potatoes? You have to have the mashed potatoes because that, ladies and gentlemen, is the reservoir for your gravy. It's a little tater volcano and you put the gravy in the middle. And then you got to have the sweet potatoes. And I'm not talking healthy sweet potatoes with just a little bit of butter and some cinnamon. I mean, you put the marshmallows on it and I should still see the butter congealing at the top like that. Not because it hasn't been mixed in well enough, but because there's so much of it. We're trying to figure out how to do this. I'm also thinking, let's see, it's going to be X amount for Thanksgiving. Do I want one can or two cans of the sliced cranberry sauce? Don't judge me. I mean, these are the things, the important issues of the day, Kane. And I got Hillary Burton out there and this literal living exclamation point who is getting mad at everybody because Candace Cameron Bure decided to do her own thing. Leave her alone. Golly, you harpies. Quit sucking the joy out of Christmas. Gosh, I want to watch it. Yeah. Do you want to make, I feel like, you know, it's going to be the same storyline, right? Small town girl goes back. Her dad's snow globe shop is going to be foreclosed on something. Like there really was. I'm not making this up. I'm like, this. How does this chick afford this two-story house in this picturesque bougie boutique town on the salary of a snow globe maker? And then I was like, well, at least they're not made in China. I don't know. It just, hey. I'm going to watch it. I'm going to watch our network. I'm going to totally watch it. Hey, folks, Dana Lash here for Recoil Gun Works. Not only do they have competitive pricing, but right now they're giving all of you out there $20 off of any order of $100 or more. And that makes this a great time to stock up before the end of 2022. So visit recoilgunworks.com/Dana and you can use promo code Dana to receive $20 off of any order of $100 or more. Now, this offer is only good for a short time, and Recoil Recoil Gunworks is your web-based firearms, ammo, and accessories retailer. Family-owned, and of course, they think like you. They're really well-known for their refurbishments, their police trade-in guns, all in great shape. And you can buy now, pay later with no interest, and I said they have competitive pricing. It's also incredibly easy to use. You can search by caliber, weight, application, and brand. And of course, they have ammo shipped right to your door where legal, including Illinois, New Jersey, and Connecticut. And you can check out the product restrictions page for further info on all of the state law restrictions. So visit recoilgunworks.com/Dana today, get a full list of products, and use promo code Dana to receive $20 off of any order of $100 or more. Whether you need it in the woods or on the range, Recoil Gunworks gets it there fast. Right now, get $20 off when you use promo code Dana on any $100 order or more at recoilgunworks.com/Dana. That's recoilgunworks.com/Dana.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five, brought to you by Kel-Tec.
So, Texas Governor Greg Abbott has announced that Texas sent its first bus of illegal entrants to Philadelphia, a proud sanctuary city. Governor Abbott said that the Philly mayor, Jim Kenney, has long celebrated its sanctuary status, making the city an ideal addition to Texas's list of drop-off locations. So go to beautiful Philadelphia. Elon Musk, I mentioned this. I only got to like touch it yesterday. I still can't get over the fact this is a separate headline. Twitter was spending $13 million a year on free lunches. Free lunches. $13 million a year. And so he cut them. And everybody got mad at him, showing that they clearly have no clue how to run a business. I'm just... $13 million. What the hell are these people eating? What are you eating? $13 million a year. Wholesale prices are rising less than expected. And another, they're arguing that maybe inflation is easing. No one's believing this. Dow, you're going to watch energy get more expensive next month. Dow jumps 370 points on hopes that Fed is going to slow the interest rate hikes. The stock market reacted to the news positively. The Dow rose about 300 points. Also, this is a weird, weird story. Another hospital chain was struck by a cyber attack. 500,000 patient records in Texas are leaked, is the word that is used. Weeks after a massive multi-state healthcare IT breach led to treatment delays, ambulance diversions, all kinds of stuff. Oak Bend Medical Center said 500,000 individuals were affected by the breach, but it actually could be over a million. Cybercrime group Diaxin team claimed responsibility and allegedly demanded tens of millions of dollars. They said they have patient records that they're going to release soon. It's known as one of the biggest healthcare hacks in U.S. history. So the medical system said that there was also a data breach to Health and Human Services on October 28th and that 500,000 people were affected. And yeah, this is a ransomware and data extortion group. They also went after Fitzgibbon Hospital in Missouri. They said they stole 40 gigs of sensitive data about employee and patient records. But like, of all the things to do, why would you? That's just lame. That's so mean. Mean, evil people. Earth has 8 billion people now. And the fact that they want to put us all in one line building in the desert. Remember what John Kennedy said out of Louisiana? We're all going to be in the desert eating cat food. I'll be damned. That man was a prophet. And NASA launches its mightiest rocket in 50 years after Apollo. Cape Canaveral, NASA's new moon rocket blasted off. Debut flight. Three test dummies were apparently getting closer to putting people back on the moon. It's been 50 years, so can we? We have a lot more on the way, including the border wokery and all of the latest with apparently 2024 starting now. Stay with us. Stanford, what is going on here? This is over the College Fix. Here's the headline. Stanford racial discrimination. Wakanda Forever tickets and bus seats reserved for black students. So Stanford University Graduate Student Council, they are being accused of racial discrimination and how they handle their tickets to see the Black Panther sequel, Wakanda Forever. So they said that they announced via email they had a total of 450 tickets for a November 10th screening, but they're only reserving 100 for exclusively, they're reserving 100 exclusively for black students. And they said, you're prioritized. You also get first dibs on bus seats to the theater, etc. And I don't even know why they would do this. They said, oh, it serves Stanford's graduate student population. We're, you know, so on, so on. I mean, doesn't that kind of sound sounds a little racist? I don't even know. Everything is so woke. Can you go see Wakanda Forever? Kane, you're white, half white. Will they let you in? I don't know.
I think they will.
The theater, the Cinemark
people?
Let me,
yeah, they'll let me buy the ticket. They'll let me choose the seat. They'll let me watch the movie.
You're appropriating.
I don't think so.
You are totally appropriating.
Really don't think so.
Like if you eat a turkey, you're appropriating pilgrim culture.
Damn.
I don't know. I'm just assuming.
Every year of my life, then.
I consider it celebrating. Thank you. Yeah, I just, I don't know. They and it turned into this big thing.
Yeah, when did celebrating culture become appropriating culture? So
when stupid people were allowed to talk in public, that's when that happened.
Appropriation is not the same as celebration. Celebration is not the same as appropriation. I wish people would just stop conflating the two.
I mean, I just... Yeah, and there were the Stanford Review blasted them, which wow, good for them for doing that. They actually said that they were the ones who said this is. They said, "Does discrimination at theaters or on buses sound familiar?" That's what the Stanford Review wrote. Hey. So, and then everybody got mad at the Stanford Review.
Of course.
I mean, I'll be damned. We go a day without getting mad at somebody. If the torch and pitchfork sits for too long, it disappears. So you got to use them every day.
I saw the AMC theaters were reporting this past weekend that they had worldwide 4.9 million butts in the seats to see Wakanda. So they all couldn't have been just of color, obviously. So I don't get why we always have to draw these lines of demarcation as it pertains to race, sex, religion, politics. It's so stupid.
Yeah, like, you know, back in the day, you know, I used to watch Different World. I watched The Cosby Family. That was like, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, because Uncle Phil was like America's dad. Man, Uncle Phil was American. When he got mad and was dressing someone down, that's like when mom stopped doing dishes and, you know, dad stopped dealing with the dog and everybody came in and would watch because you wanted to see someone get beat. And now it's like, you can't do that. Like, you're... It's just, why do people have to be so just ridiculous and over the top? It just, honestly, we did not have all this division when I was in high school and college. Now it's everywhere. And people are being trained by media to be so hypersensitive to and look at everything as a slight. And it's not. It's idiocracy. We're here. Kel-Tec innovation is back to back. You've heard me talk about Kel-Tec's P50 pistol. Now here comes the new 9mm P15 carry pistol. Quality engineered, the 9mm P15 carry pistol is the lightest, thinnest of its kind and Kel-Tec's first striker fire handgun. And as another first, the P15s feature a totally unique patent pending 15 round extended magazine. Now other features include ambidextrous grip, safety, reversible mag release, and the hybrid fiber optic night sights with fully adjustable rear. That all comes standard. It's from Kel-Tec, inventors of subcompact polymer and now metal handguns. The P15's gator grip texture on the polymer version increases stability and makes for easy, accurate handling, while the all-metal version offers comfortable but positive traction and a really beautiful wood grip panel. The P15 is the dependable firepower you need to secure your world. See the new 9mm P15 first up close and personal at KeltecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C weapons.com.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
So my favorite dog breed is German Shepherd. And there was this amazing video that came out of Florida. A six-year-old was running out of his house. He was going to play with his pet German Shepherd, a pup named Tank. And then as they're playing, and I was watching this video, as they're playing and the dog's so happy, he's like, yay. And the kid's like, yay. Well, then this big black dog starts charging across the street towards the six-year-old. And as he looks like he's about to get to him, that's when Tank intervenes, cuts in front of the kid, and then pushes down that dog and directs and then there's another dog that comes up too. He like handles all of it. Then the mom comes out, there was another dog that came out, and then the mom came out to get the dog or to get her son. And the German Shepherd was like, oh, okay, I'm good. All right. My owner is safe. He's safe. And so they said the parents were asked about it because she posted another clip. She posted that clip and other one. She says, our neighbor's dog randomly charged my son and Tank saved him. And she said, he's not professionally trained. He's just, that's because that's his boy is why. I love German Shepherds. They are the best. Oh, we don't deserve dogs. They're so great. Also, a couple of others here. Not all of them are happy like that, because then you got this guy. His mugshot, his one eye is totally swollen. Florida man was arrested for DUI and animal cruelty because he punched a dog and threw it down some steps. Oh, give me, I just need 60 seconds in a locker room with this guy. It's all I need. So he left the home in a vehicle prior to deputies' arrival. He was totally just blitzed. He was blitzed out of his gourd. And he was accused, apparently, of animal, well, he's charged with animal cruelty. He punched his dog, threw it down the steps. So now he is charged with all this stuff, including felony. And he's got a court date for the 23rd of December. Can I punch him and throw him down the stairs?
Yes.
Like, repeatedly?
Yeah.
I'll even go bring him back up the stairs just to punch him and throw him down again. Yeah, see? I can punch him, throw him down the stairs. Kane, then you can punch him and throw him back up to me.
There you go.
Hey, it works. Look at that. So this guy, Florida man, he stole 85 pounds of shrimp and a GPS unit. 52-year-old Felipe Fonseca of Stock Island. He gets charged with burglary, larceny, possession of burglary tools. I am made of questions about that. And damage to property. I mean, I get the other charges. But, like, can't anything be a burglary tool? Anyway, he stole a bunch of shrimp, and he stole a Garmin, 85 pounds of shrimp, and a trim tilt unit for outboard engine and air pump. Took it from this guy's storage facility. He stores shrimp there? And that's the other story. Where's that at? And he's charged. He's in jail.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This week on the Federalist Radio Hour. The Republican Congress right now, if there is a Republican Congress in January, it doesn't have quite as good of a relationship with some of those folks as it used to. That's not to say that there is no relationship and no incentive to placate some of those folks, but the relationship is a little rockier than it used to be. So, Patrick, how do you feel about potentially?
I'm Emily Jashinsky of The Federalist. Subscribe to The Federalist on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.